for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. I want to talk about something. I've always wanted to do a talk or a podcast and write an article about this. There was a carafe that my sister and I grew up, and it used to have milk in it. It was this carafe that my folks picked up on a trip to the south of France when we were young. It was a black and white little carafe, ceramic carafe. And it was a Picasso. Well, you know, Picasso lived in South France, and there was a studio that mass-produced these Picasso pictures. But it was just, you know, at the late, early 70s, it was just a picture, and my folks bought it. Well, as soon as it was pointed out by somebody that this was a Picasso little picture, it got removed from the kitchen and made its way to a shelf in the living room. We couldn't use it anymore. And I think about that a lot. Like, what happened to it? Right? It changed all of a sudden. Similarly, I have a set of candlesticks that were my grandmother's, my father's mother's, and I use them on Friday nights and with like candles in them. And they've gotten a little bit of love, and, you know, little burns, and they don't look beautiful anymore. And somebody asked me if I ever had them valued. And the answer is no, I never did get them valued, because if I find out from someone that these are a precious antique, well, then I can't use them anymore, and I'm not going to let my kids touch them. And as long as I don't know the value of these silver candlesticks, I know that I like them, so I use them. I think about the people at the Antiques Roadshow all the time, who they had something that was just kind of sitting somewhere, and all of a sudden they find out that it's worth a lot, and it changes its value. And here's a quote from Marcus Aurelius that speaks to this. He said, "I often marvel that while each man loves himself more than anyone else, he sets less value on his own estimate than on the opinion of others." Isn't that true? We all love ourselves more than we love anyone else, but we set less value on our own estimate of ourselves than on the opinion others have of us. The picture had a certain value, but then other people said it was worth a lot more, so we stopped using it for what it was. I want you to value yourself and screw what anyone else has to say about you and say what your value is. You're wonderful. With love, Rabbi Brian.